Taylor Stanley has danced at SPAC before, but this summer marks his first performances in Saratoga as a principal dancer.
In September 2009, Taylor became an apprentice with the NYCB and joined the company as a member of the Corps de Ballet. A year later, he was promoted to soloist in 2013 and as principal dancer in May of this year.
He'll be performing a principal role in Justin Peck's SPAC world premiere, Scherzo Fantastique, which will be performed this Saturday night as part of the anniversary gala. Taylor will also perform in Balanchine's Jewels, presented twice next week, and it is a great pleasure to welcome Taylor Stanley to the roundtable. How are you, sir?
I'm well, thank you.
It's very nice to have you here. How many years have you been coming to SPAC?
This is my eighth summer coming here. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to go back on that, but first, how was Paris?
It was amazing. I miss it a lot. We all miss it a lot, actually.
How long were you there for?
3 weeks.
So, as Marcia was saying, you came right from there and then come here.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a rehearsal. We had a day off after traveling from Paris to New York. And then we traveled from New York to up here to Saratoga, and we rehearsed the same day we traveled, which is kind of unusual for us, but we were all kind of like half asleep, like during our rehearsal late at night, but you know, jet lag. That's the best of us.
The ante room to this room we're sitting in right now is where everybody gets their massages. How important is that to you?
Very important to keep the body in good shape and get your PT, physical therapy, and massage as much as you can, especially here when, you know, the temperatures are,
I was actually going to ask you to follow up on that very point, which is when you're doing the same thing in Paris that you are doing here, you're doing the same dance. Is there a difference?
I guess going to Paris, like, it was such a new experience for all of us, and dancing in a new theater is always special, but takes a little while to get used to. SPAC is kind of like our home, our second home, in a sense. So coming back here, there's a lot of like familiarity, and we kind of know what to expect when it comes to, you know, the kind of floor we're dancing on, the temperatures we're dancing in. Our surroundings are all a bit more familiar. So there's excitement to each scenario, but it's nice to come back after a tour and feel familiar and comfortable. And
I want to ask just one more question. Did you see Billy Elliot?
No.
You didn't?
In Paris?
No, anywhere.
Oh.
The movie, the play.
I've seen the movie, of course, and I saw the play, the musical, couple of years ago when it was on Broadway.
Does it sound right to you?
Does it sound right to me?
Did it sound like it, you know, it's what, I mean, it's your world.
Oh, yeah, it was, I don't know.
Your world minus the labor strike.
Yes. yeah. Similar but different.
Great.
What is it like, going back to the earlier point about the temperature, is it weird dancing outside?
It's like, it's really fun to dance outside. You feel like a part of nature, but when it gets really hot, it gets a bit like taxing to
oppressive.
You know. Yeah. But hydrate, there's fans going for us. So they try and keep us cool.
how many performances will you actually take part in throughout the next 2 weeks?
I guess, I have three this week. Two Midsummers and the gala night, dancing in Justin's piece. And then I guess, I think I have about four shows next week, two Jewels performances, and two of the other kind of mixed rep performances.
Wow. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah. Actually, this is, for me, it's one of the, easiest Saratogas I feel like I've had since being in the company, so it feels kind of like a vacation.
And I don't mean this to be is that what it partially comes with being a principal dancer?
Not necessarily. Sometimes you, I mean, in any ranking, sometimes you dance every night and sometimes you have a whole week off, you know, like
it's just what.
Yeah, it just kind of depends what
the repertoire,
is, how casting is, and logistics.
How old were you when you started this?
I was 17 when I came to SAB.
No, but I mean when you started dancing. Period.
Dancing?
Did you do it in the bathroom? Did you do it? I mean, how old were you?
I was 3.
Really?
Back in like suburbs of Philadelphia, I started.
Hey, same as Joe.
Yeah, where in Philly?
Westchester.
Oh, I was in Norristown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, brother.
Yeah.
So the question is, did your parents encourage you when they saw this ability?
Yeah, they did. I guess I had a lot of energy when I was young, so, and went to see like local performances and was just enthralled by the production elements and the actors and the dancers, and they put me in dance. Yeah.
That's great. That's just wonderful.
Yeah. Pretty generic and story.
Are your parents still here? Are they still around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're still in Pennsylvania.
And did they come to see you?
They do. Yeah, it's like a 2-hour trip, so it's good incentive for them to come.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Watch.
So you're going to be taking part, as I mentioned, in the gala, and this is the Justin Peck piece, Scherzo Fantastique, which is a premiere. Now, Justin is going to be with us in just a few moments, but you have danced in his work quite a bit.
Yes, I think I've been in every one of his pieces here in the or at New York City Ballet, which feels like an incredible, feel incredibly lucky to be a part of, you know, this whole string of processes, you know.
So what is it like to have that, relationship with someone who's putting on this work and whose work you see progress through time?
It feels really special, never like ceasing, you know, like every time a new piece begins, it's a new like swell of energy, and like there is a familiarity to his work and to his language, but it builds with every ballet, with every piece and every process, this piece especially is a really cool one. It's nice.
Do you see yourself as a future choreographer?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it too much. I feel like more of an executor rather than like a creator. Which I wish I could create better, but who knows, maybe the light will turn on.
When you work somebody like Justin and you see that work, what is it that you enjoy about that process of doing something with something that is new, something that has never been done before, and not to say that you don't enjoy the standard classic repertoire, mm-hmm. but it has to be fun to do something different.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a contemporary aspect to Justin's work. It's still very balletic, but there's a more relevant feel to the works, and it just allows me personally to kind of play with different origins and sensations to execute more like humanistic.
Does he tell you what to do at each stage? I mean, how does that work?
By the way, he just came in, so we're talking about him right now. Okay. Right in front of him, we're talking about him.
But most of us don't know. I mean, how does it really work? There's the guy who comes up with it, and then there's you. Does he say, jump up and turn left, or how does it work?
He will give direction and give specifics in terms of how a step he wants a step to be executed, but at the end of the day, we all definitely put our own colors into it, and you know, infuse our own flavor, but there is a lot of specificity linked to it as well.
Well, Taylor Stanley will be performing in Justin Peck's SPAC world premiere Scherzo Fantastique, which will be premiered and performed this Saturday night as part of the anniversary gala. Taylor will also perform in Balanchine's Jewels, presented twice next week. SPAC.org for more information. Taylor, a great pleasure to meet you. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good
Thanks,
luck.
Guys. Thanks.
Thank you. Justin Peck is next. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.